Blog Talk Radio.
Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and we're live here in the studio today on this wonderful Word Thursday. PSM Live is live, praise the Lamb of God, and we are excited about you, you, and you, and thankful to God for this another day's journey, wherein we're glad about it. The Lord has been so good to us already this morning, praise the Lamb of God. We've been praying over the phone and, oh my God, engaging with people. Praise God that it's excited about the manifestation of the promises of God and just how good God is being to them. Praise the Lamb of God in the midst of it all. They are receiving the blessings of God. God is blessing. God is blessing. Praise the Lamb of God. God is moving. God is doing. God is changing things. God is shifting. Hallelujah for his people today. And I hope you are on the agenda, people of God. I pray that you are on the agenda of God for that he's doing to perfect that concerns you in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, I see my intercessors. I hear that Sylvia is in already in sync here. How are we doing, daughter?
I am fine. How is everyone?
Everyone's fine today as far as we can see. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Things are moving slow. But for sure, praise the Lamb of God, we know that they'll be chiming in. I see Bertha dropping in and some others are dropping in now. Praise God. And I thank God for each of you and how attentive you are and punctual. Praise the Lamb of God for the show every single day. Prophet Darrell, praise the Lamb of God. I'm sure he'll be coming on in a little bit himself. Praise God. Oh, boy, what a wonderful group of people we have. Sylvia, I wish you was going to the sanctuary with us. Oh, my goodness. How are you going to go? Bertha going and you not going? How did Bertha do that to you?
I don't know how Mother did that.
I don't know why my Bertha did that to you. Praise God. My Bertha going. Boy, Mary's going. Oh, my goodness. I got some intercessors going. Athelia's going. I'm looking in the intercessors box and see all the intercessors that's going. We got several intercessors that's going. Praise the Lamb of God. Pastor Lionel is going with us. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Darrell Saunders is going. It's going to be fine in that house. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's going to be some fire. Wes Walker is going with us. Oh, my goodness. Angel's going. The psalmist is going to be there with us. Praise the Lamb of God. Angel is going to be there. Nicole, praise the Lamb of God, is going with us. We're going to have a wonderful, wonderful time in the Lord there with Apostle Ewing and her staff. Praise the Lamb of God as we absorb in these rooms we're going to be in. Praise God. And then fellowship with one another. In the sanctuary, praise the Lamb of God, of that facility. It's going to be awesome, boy. Oh, boy. Sylvia, you know you're supposed to be there. Sylvia. You're supposed to be ready to go.
Yes, I just wish I didn't live so far away.
Oh, yes. We would have came and got you. We're going to come get you next time.
I'm be ready.
All we got to do is put you on the mega bus and get you to the D. You jump in the car with us and gone. Be gone. You got to know how to do this thing.
Yes, sir.
See, we didn't always use airplanes. I remember I traveled by train and bus. That's all I had was train, bus, and car. I didn't know what getting in the air was for a long time. Praise God. We drove everywhere and rode Greyhound. And now they got the Megabus cheaper than Greyhound.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
We don't have
to. You go to Chicago for $15. Praise God. From here to Chicago for $15. Who can beat that?
You can't. You can't beat that.
You can't beat it. You can't beat it. Praise God. I'm telling you, comfortable buses, too, that they have. Praise the Lamb of God. And I tell you, sometimes we have to do what it takes. I remember Edward Victor Hill, one of the greatest evangelists of our times, God rest his spirit, prayed out in California, sat down with me in Chicago and was sharing with me. He said the recession had came. It was another recession. Praise the Lamb of God. And he told us, he said, Shakespeare, guys, it's time now for us to go back to what we used to do in the South. We used to have to drive our cars to evangelize. And when we went to the conventions, it was four or five of us in a car and four or five of us in a room so we could save money and this, that, and another. And I remembered his words, praise the Lamb of God, and I started driving and stopped putting the heavy expense of flights and stuff on the churches that I was doing revivals for and things of that nature, praise the Lamb of God, to curtail costs. And in this day and time, you know, the recession has ended, but we still got to recuperate. You know what I mean? Praise the Lamb of God. It's over. Famine over. Praise the Lamb. But we still have to recuperate. The ground has to yield its increase. Praise the Lamb of God again to many of us. And God is bringing, he's turning it our way. Things are getting better. Praise the Lamb of God. And so we just have to recoup slowly as God permits it, but pretty soon you'll be able to jump on a plane when you get ready, daughter, and say, I'm going to see Daddy this Sunday. I'm just going to go over to Detroit and sit there and listen to my papa preach. I'm telling you, watch the day coming, you're going to be able to do it. You're going to be able to do that. Praise the Lamb of God. God's going to make that happen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Look like Lele trying to talk here. Let me see what's going on. Erico 614, is that you, Lele?
Yes, it is, Apostle. Good afternoon.
How you doing, honey?
Hi, everyone. Good morning. Good afternoon, Apostle, and the rest of PSMI family.
Yes.
I know I haven't really been called in a lot, but I've just been led to just call in today and just soak up your word, especially with everything that I'm watching on TV, what's going on with Israel, and just a lot of revelation that I'm receiving. So I'm just preparing myself to receive a good word from you today.
Amen. Well, praise God. Good to have you here always with us, Lele. Praise God. Hallelujah. Erico 331.
Good morning.
Well, all of that. How you doing, granddaughter?
I'm doing okay. I'm better today, but I'm doing better.
What you mean you better today? You told me you was at the hospital with your husband. You didn't say your husband was at the hospital with you.
Well, we was with each other. I had he went in for his knee. I went in because I had an upper respiratory infection from the sinus. So, but I'm doing better. I'm doing better today.
Do you know it's bothering me too? I just took an antibiotic this morning because it was that phlegm and stuff that's coming up didn't change colors.
Yes. So
did you give me a pack?
I didn't. They wanted to keep me, but I told them I wasn't staying. So I'm going home. Y'all can give me what y'all gonna give me, and I came home. I'm doing better today, and I'm gonna be doing better tomorrow.
Well, to take it easy. Don't take it easy now. I don't want you hurt. Praise them. Don't make me put my Bertha on you. Put you down now. She listening to you.
I know she's listening.
My Bertha listening to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Man.
Boy, the daughter is so good to us because the saints, you know, our faith sometimes put us out there on a limb, boy. I tell you the truth. Praise the Lamb of God. And we don't want to listen to doctor or nobody. We just go and walk on with Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God and walk on the water. And the Lord is so good to honor our faith. Praise the Lamb of God and not allow anything to happen to us. And I praise God for that. Praise the Lamb of God. I bowed on my knees this morning. I mean, down on both of them. Praise as I talked to the Lord today about PSMI and this ministry and what he would have us to do. Praise the Lamb of God. And that is so much. That is so much, the Lamb of God, that the Lord would have us to do, people of God. Hallelujah. When it comes down to being a blessing to others, hallelujah. Boy, let me tell you something. Our God can do anything. There is nothing he can't do. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes. Hallelujah. He is powerful, people of God. He is powerful. Yes. And I'm telling you now, he's perfecting that concerns you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The promises are fulfilling. He's perfecting that. I can't wait till y'all hear my daughter. I ain't going to even tell her testimony. Praise the Lamb of God. She's going to tell y'all up when my goddaughter is going to come on here, praise the Lamb of God, probably in the next week or so, and she is going to tell y'all up about prophecies that have been prophesied to her. Praise the Lamb of God about what God was going to do. And everything is coming into fruition so fast until it's blowing her mind. All the way to the altar, praise the Lamb of God, to be married. Hello,
God.
Somebody.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Y'all going to say, what? God is doing it. Praise the Lamb of God. God is doing it. Hallelujah. He's raising us from the ashes, and he's bringing us into, praise the Lamb of God, the place where we need to be, positioning us and preparing to prosper us for the rest of our days. Praise the Lamb of God. I love Jesus today. Hallelujah. I'm excited about God. It's time for us to go do some praying around here. Praise the Lamb of God. And I want, hallelujah, our daughters, I hear, boy, Sylvia is here to pray. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Lily, how is my girlfriend doing up there?
Oh, she's back home, and she's happy and excited.
You happy and excited? She home, too, I bet you.
Yes, she is home.
You better be happy and excited. That pretty girl. That's your twin, girl. That's your twin out of due season, boy. I tell you that. She is so sweet, that little girl is. Woo-wee. My goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, Sylvia, come on and lead us to the throne of grace. Six, shut in. Praise the Lamb of God. We're praying for you. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. We're praying for you today. Hallelujah. Those in convalescent homes, those of you who have, hallelujah, issues that you can't even share. You don't even want to share it. Praise the Lamb of God. But we know God can take care of it. We're praying for you today. In the name of Jesus, those of you who are bereaved today, we're praying for you. God can comfort. God can solace. God can give you, praise the Lamb of God, succor. And that you have gone through, peace he can give you, praise the Lamb of God, through it all. Through it all, praise the Lamb. Come on, Sylvia. Take us to the King. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Father, we glorify you, God. We magnify you, God. Father, we come to worship you, God, to give you praise, God. Oh, God, in the secret place with you, God, we exalt your name, God. Father, we ask, God, that you forgive us, God, for sins, oh, God. Any thought, oh, God, any word that was released from our mouth, oh, God, that was negative, oh, God. Oh, Father, forgive us, oh, God. Oh, God, let us begin, God, to speak life, oh, God, even in those dead places, oh, God, that you would have to live, oh, God. Let us begin to speak life over it, God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your children, God. Each person that's in the homes, oh, God. Each person, oh, God, that's in hospice, oh, God. Oh, God, in the hospital, God. Oh, God, breathe, God, a fresh wind over them, God. Oh, God, revive them in their bodies, God. Father, revive them in their spirit, God. Oh, God, lift them up, oh, God, with your precious blood, oh, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over them, Father. Father, we lift up Prophet Shakespeare even in his body, God. Oh, God, Pastor Shatwan, God, and Lily, God. Oh, God, Shatina, God, we lift up your people before you, God. Serena, God, we lift them up, God. We call their names before you, God. We remind you, God, that they're your children, God. We remind you, Lord, that healing belongs to your children, God. Oh, Father, we thank you right now, God, for strength, God, in the bodies of your people, oh, God. Father, you said even in old age, God, that they belong to you, God. So, Father, we remind you, God. Oh, God, we remind you, God, and we thank you, Lord, for another day, God. We thank you, Lord, for calling their names this morning, God. God, that they're on this side, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, that the blood is flowing freely this morning, God. We thank you, Lord, God, that their hearts are beating today, God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that it's none like you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that you're holy and righteous all by yourself, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're holy, holy, holy. Holy God, forever God. Your kingdom, God, is forever God. Hallelujah to your name, God. We lift up those in the system, oh God. Oh God, begin, God, to call their names, God. Begin, God, to call them by your spirit, God. Oh God, begin, God, to save souls, oh God. Oh God, let them not die in their dead places, oh God. Oh God, but raise them up, oh God, no matter where they are, God. There's no place, God, that your spirit cannot go, Father. So, Father, we thank you right now, God. Oh God, begin, God,
to heal minds on today, God. Those that are depressed, oh God, and distressed and discouraged, God. Oh God, we just plead the blood over their minds, oh God, over their hearts, God, that they will not give up, God. But God, give them the strength to call on Jesus, God. Oh God, you said if we call, God, that you will hear and answer, God. So, Father, strengthen them in their beings, oh God. Oh God, that they'll look up to the hills from which comes their help. Comes from you alone, oh God.
Hey,
there is no other God, oh Father. Father, we thank you right now, God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ah, God, thank you for being our peace, God. Thank you, Lord God, for being our joy, God. Oh, God, those that are grieving this morning, God. Oh, God, remind them, God, that you're still on the throne, God. Remind them, God, that Oh, God, that you love them, God. Remind them, God, that even in death, oh, God, there is victory, oh, God. Oh, God, if they believe you, God, for you make no mistakes, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Comfort families on today, God. Oh, God, let them hear you, oh, God, and desire to be saved, oh, God, for the day is drawing near, oh, God. Oh, God, let them open up their eyes and see, oh, God, what you're doing in the world, oh, God. And, Father, let them be quick, oh, God. Oh, God, and seek your face, oh, God, while it's still day, oh, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Have mercy on the land, oh, God. Oh, God, you said, God, if we will humble ourselves, oh, God, and turn and repent of our sins, God, that you would hear from heaven, oh, God, and you would heal the land, Lord. Lord God, we stand as one body before you, oh, God, calling on your name, oh, God. Calling, God, that you release mercy, oh, God. Oh, God, upon your people, oh, God. For you said, God, if you could just find one in the Old Testament, God, that you would save, oh, God. We're calling on you, God, right now, God, to save, oh, God. Oh, God, it's your desire, God, that no man shall perish, God. So, Father, we remind you, Lord, of that word, oh, God. Oh, God, begin, God, to move, oh, God, like never before, oh, God. Oh, God, we lift up those that are missing on today, oh, God. Oh, God, let them cry out to you, God. Oh, their families, let them cry out to you, God, that you'll have mercy, oh, God. Oh, God, that for there's nothing that you don't know, oh, God. But, God, most of all, God, that they'll bow and humble themselves before you, oh, God. Oh, God, that their spirits become open to you, God. For today is the day, oh, Lord. Oh, God, let them not harden their hearts, oh, God. Oh, God, but let them desire, oh, God, to know you for themselves, God. Oh, God, have your way, Lord. Have your way.
Have your way.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, God. Hallelujah, God. Father, we lift up those, oh, God. Oh, God, that are struggling, oh, God. Struggling, oh, God, in their finances, God. Struggling in their mind, oh, God. Struggling in their bodies, oh, God. Oh, God, let them call on you, God. Let them know, Lord, that you love them, Lord. Embrace them, God, with your love, God. Oh, Father, we come, God, standing in the gap for our loved ones, God. For those that you place on our hearts, oh, God. Oh, God, we stand firmly, oh, God, rooted and grounded in your word, oh, God. Glory to your name, oh, God. Glory, 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 God. We come, God, to cancel every assignment, God, of the enemy, oh, God. Every spirit of fear, oh, God, that he's cast upon the land, oh, God. Every spirit of deception, God. Every lying spirit, God. Oh, God, every deception spirit, God. Every spirit, oh, God, that's not of you, God. The spirit of death, God. The spirit of suicide, God. The spirit of lack, oh, Lord. Oh, God, we cut it off at the head, God, and we send it to a dry and barren place, oh, God. And we fill it in the blood and the name of Jesus, Father. And we superimpose your will, God, over the land, God. Oh, God, that life, oh, God, your people shall live, God, and proclaim your name, God. Your children,
yes,
God, shall live, oh God, and walk in obedience, God. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. We will not allow the enemy to continue to lie to your children, God. Oh, God, to continue to set them up to fail, oh, God. But, God,
yes,
their hope is in you, God. Glory to your name, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Open up your eyes, God. Call their names in the midnight hour, God. Remind them, God, that you are the creator, God, of all things, God. Oh, God, it's never too late, Lord. As long as they're breathing, oh, God, let them cry out, God. Oh, God, while it's still day, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, God. Thank you, Lord, God.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, bless you, God. Bless your name, God. In Jesus' name. Oh, bless you, God. Bless you, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Granddaughter, I just want to take about 3 minutes and sanctify the floor for the prophecy. Praise the Lord. I said 3 minutes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
On,
glory to your name. God, we just thank you. We praise you, God, for your prayers that have gone forth. God, we thank you. Hallelujah, God. God, we ask that you would come in. We invite you in today, God. God, that hallelujah, that you would set the atmosphere, God, for your prophetic word to go forth, God. God, that you would set the atmosphere, God, and make it conducive, hallelujah, God. God, to go out through the airways, God, and reach every home that's listening, God. God, reach every person, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And oh God, whatever word that you have, God, God, that your people will hold on to it, God. And oh God, that they will continue, God, to thank you for it and bring it back to your deliverance, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So now, God, as the words are released out of your prophet, your apostle's mouth, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you that it shall go forth, God. God, and it shall not return back unto us void, God. But oh God, that it shall set out and do all that it was accomplished, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So now set the atmosphere, God, in the name of Jesus. God, make every heart receptive, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And oh God, as she goes forth with your word, God, God, let us stay on our course and begin to intercede, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, we praise you, God. We give you glory, God, for what you're going to do today, God. We give you glory for every miracle, God, for every manifestation today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, for every sign and wonder that shall follow, God, with the testimony, God. We give you glory, we give you honor, God, for you are worthy, God. God, you are worthy. So now, God, we just thank you for coming in, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
And amen, amen. All people of God today, praise the Lamb of God. Let's welcome the Holy Spirit of God to the show of God. Wherever you are now, lift your hands to the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Just, Lord, a wave offering. Just give them, you drive and just take one of those hands. Just give them a wave offering right now. Let's be on one accord. Hallelujah. My God. My God. Hope them this morning on the expecting higher level. Woo! Of anointing. I'm expecting a greater word. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Mother, Amanda's mother, praise the Lamb of God. I was led to call her today. Praise the Lamb of God. Amanda, who's on our page, praise the Lamb. And her mother set my soul on fire.
Hallelujah.
Talking about the Lord and the things that I prophesied to her that have come to pass. And what God is doing in her life, praise the Lamb, that overflow is in her life, of God.
My God.
Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. That excited me today, that even in old age, God is bringing forth, praise the Lamb of God. still bringing forth testimonies, even in old age. What a wonderful God we serve. What a wonderful God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Bertha, I'm going to ask you to get in place here. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness gracious, people of God. The Lord is here. The Lord is here. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. Oh, the Lord is here.
Yes, he
is. I want you to know, hallelujah, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Woo, the God. Hallelujah. Bless you, Father. Yes, God. Oh, my goodness. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Yes, Father. Ooh, God said he is ready to pour out the blessing. The Lamb of God. Ready, said the Lamb. Hallelujah. I'm ready now. Glory to God. To do all that I said I would do. Hallelujah. In this your day, says the Lord. Hallelujah. What I promised shall fulfill, says the Lord. Hallelujah. What I promised, I shall make good, says God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name. Glory to his name. Oh, my God, my God, my God. What a wonderful God we serve. What a wonderful God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God. You are an awesome God. Hallelujah. All by himself he is. Yes, God. And we give you praise and we give you honor and we give you glory. Hallelujah, God, for all that you are and doing in this day. Yes, Lord. Oh, my goodness. Our God, signs, wonders, and miracles. Praise the Lamb of God. Belong to the sons of God. Belong to the children of God. Our God said you're going to see them more and more. Praise the Lamb of God. You're going to see signs. You're going to see wonders and miracles more and more. Praise the Lamb of God. As the days progress. And you're going to see mighty miracles, saith the Lamb of God. You're going to hear of mighty things that I have done. And don't think it's strange that I'm doing them, said the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. I'm going to shock men, hallelujah, back into belief. I'm going to allow them to see my great power. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. I'm going to shock the doctors, said the Lamb of God. Oh, glory, 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 glory to Jesus. I'm going to shock the government. Hallelujah, saith the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness gracious. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Yes, God. And they will call on me. They will consult me, saith the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, when they see my great power afresh in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. In this day. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a mighty God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, goodness. The Lord is here. The Lord is here. Hallelujah. Yeah. Boy, oh boy, I'm getting messed up too early here in the show. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, ooh, what an awesome God we serve. Praise the Lord. I was studying this morning. I was reading. Praise the Lamb of God. My meditations and what have you. Praise God. I got stuck, praise the Lamb, on, praise the Lamb of God, stand still and see the deliverance of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. That's what that word salvation means, is deliverance. Hallelujah. When you define salvation, it means deliverance. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Stand still and see the deliverance and see your deliverer move on your behalf. Yes, God. Again, it talked about Israel being encroached. Yes, Lord. In that Red Sea experience, the Gerizim Mountains on both sides. My goodness gracious. Pharaoh's army in pursuit. What other time do you need a savior, praise the Lamb, or a deliverer when there is no way out? Oh, but when Moses went to the Lord and the Lord said, if they cry out to me, I will hear, I will deliver. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. There is another way when there is no way. Hallelujah. Mama taught me about it. When there is no way, you go down on your knees. Praise the Lamb of God. When there is no way, your way is down on your knees. Praise the Lamb of God. And then you will see the salvation of the Lord. You will see God delivering power. Praise the Lamb of God. Because he's able to deliver. He's able to set free. Praise the Lamb. No matter what it is, people of God, I want you to know today, your God is a deliverer. That your God will do something mighty on your behalf. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yes, he will. He'll do it for little old you.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will. Praise the Lamb of God. He'll make a way out of no way. He'll turn your midnight into midday if you allow him to. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Just be obedient. Just obey. And don't let your worry overtake your faith. Don't let your worrying bring doubt to your faith of what God will do. Praise the Lamb of God. But stand in confidence, knowing who you are and to whom you belong. I'm talking to somebody today. Stand in confidence. Hallelujah. In confidence and knowing to whom you belong and knowing who you are. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And don't allow the enemy to pull the wool over your eyes and make you think you're a second-class citizen. Don't allow Satan to do that to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When you know that, you know what you know about God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Do not allow fear and worry to overtake you. You must have confidence. Even when you pray, hallelujah, you must be able to rise up and say, this is my confidence, that when I pray, I shall have the things that I ask for, because I pray according to the will of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. You must, people, stand confident in the midst of adversity, in the midst of oppression. God works his best when the oppression is on you. God works his best when that adversity, praise the Lamb of God, comes against you. God shows himself mighty then. Praise the Lamb of God. The greater your adversary, the greater the anointing. Praise the Lamb of God that God's going to pour out on your behalf. Hallelujah. You're going to see God in a way you've never seen him before. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. And you don't have to go run and hide. You don't have to go dig a hole and retreat and act like, you know, you all schizophrenic and what have you. You can stand in confidence in the midst of your enemy and watch God prepare a table for you in the presence of him. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. He'll do it for you. Praise the Lamb of God. You don't have to worry about going to court. You got to go to court. Take God in the courtroom with you.
I've seen him do it.
I've turned the heart of judges. Praise the Lamb of God. I've seen them turn the heart of juries. I know what God can do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ain't no way some of the people I've seen come home should have came home. Praise the Lamb of God. But we prayed and we trusted God. Hallelujah. Yes. When the lawyer told us there was no hope, praise the Lamb of God. We walked out of the room victorious. Don't let nobody tell you what your God can't do. Hallelujah. You must be confident. You can't stretch a rod out across a Red Sea without confidence. You want the sea to open? Be confident in him who promised. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Not in your rod, but in him who promised.
In him.
That he'll make a way for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Don't rely on you. Rely on his strength. Rely on his power. Rely on his spirit. Woo, he'll carry you on eagle's wings. Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
Love God today.
So
I love God today, people of God.
Yes.
I'm telling you, Shatwan, that passage of scripture excited me so much. Stand still.
Yes.
Sometimes we be doing and doing and doing and going and doing and trying and do and trying to do. And God said, when you get through, God said, when you get through doing all you doing, then I'll step in and work. Praise the Lamb of God. And sometimes all you got to do is just step back and watch God do it. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo, that's my confidence, people of God.
Hallelujah.
That whatever I go through, whatever happens, praise the Lamb of God, God is with me. He's on board my ship. Hallelujah.
That's
he lives in me. In him I live, I move.
And
I have my being.
Oh,
thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God. Thanks. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yes, God. I heard that, Father. Yes, Lord. God, our healer. God, our restorer. God, our healer. Somebody going to get healed today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody. I feel it going up my legs, people. Hallelujah. I heard it in the spirit just now. Somebody is going to receive their healing today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Do you believe God today that he's a healer? Hallelujah. Can you believe the healer? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Well, we're gonna prepare the floor for you so that you can be healed today. Praise the Lamb of God. One of the things that has been a known hindrance to us receiving healing is our sin and unforgiveness. And we're going to deal with that right quick. Praise the Lamb. Because I know you, if you knew, praise God, that was a problem, you would have got rid of that. And you're able because he says lay aside every sin, weight and the sin. You know what I mean? Oh, sin and the weight, however you want to put it. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's so easy to set us. Let us lay aside things that hinder, praise the Lamb of God, the flow of God coming in and doing what he does. Praise the Lamb of God. A repentant heart, a contrite heart, and a broken spirit is what God looks for. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Psalm 1. He looks for the contrite and broken spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. If we could just learn the recipe for healing and deliverance. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. We ask you now, Father, to look on us. We, Father, who have sinned before you. We who have held grudges, have harbored iniquity in our hearts. We ask for forgiveness. We forgive today. According to your word, forgive them their debts even as they forgive their debtors.
Yes, God.
So, Father, we deal with a clean slate today in the name of Jesus. Yes,
amen.
God. A clean slate. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God, because we turn from hatred. We turn from malice. We turn from dislike. We turn from a hard heart. We turn to love. And we know when we turn to love, we meet you. Ah, there you are right there. Yes, God. Hallelujah. When we apply love, we know we invoke your presence, for you are love, Father. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Hallelujah. Thank you now, God. We love our enemies, even those that despitefully use us with your love. Hallelujah. Now touch, Father.
Yes, God.
Heal today.
Heal,
let the balm of your head, let the healing balm be released on your people now. According to their faith, according to their belief today. For I believe, God, I believe.
I believe
that nothing impossible. I believe that there's no disease. I believe that there is nothing that you can't triumph over. Even if you just speak it, it shall happen, Father. Hallelujah. All we need is a word. Hallelujah. Ah, God. Yes, God. Let the healing balm, let the heat of your glory. Yes, God. Touch. Touch today. Under the we rebuke every manner of disease.
Yes,
Father. Back to the pit in the name of Jesus. Every unclean thing. Back. We rebuke it now. Hallelujah. Every spirit. Oh, God. Hallelujah. That carries the spirit of infirmity. We rebuke it now. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. And we apply your blood. The precious blood. For you were wounded for our transgressions.
Yes,
you were
God.
Bruised for our iniquities. Chastisement of our peace is upon you, and by your stripes we are healed. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you for the healing. Thank you for your mercy and grace. Thank you, Father. There is none like you nowhere.
Yes.
There is none that can do what you do. You are our God and our King, and we love you today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, somebody's getting it today. Somebody is getting healing today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. We love you, Father. Thank you today. Thank you, Father. Yes, God, even me. I hear that song in the spirit. Even me.
Even me, God.
Hallelujah. Fall down. Hallelujah. On me. Even me. Even me. Let some drops fall down. Yes, God. On me. My. Even me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let some drops fall down.
Yes, God. Only
on
God.
Me. Glory to Jesus.
Jesus.
Glory to Jesus.
Jesus.
Glory. Oh, somebody just... Come on, just one more time. Just lift that hand. Just lift that hand. Just lift that hand. Praise the Lamb of God. I've been reading. Praise the Lamb. Every time I open my Bible, it falls to the passage of Scripture with the pool of Bethesda and the troubling of the water. Praise the Lamb of God. Jesus asked that man a very important question. Do you want to be made whole? Is it your will to be made whole? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift that hand, those of you who have illnesses, praise the Lord, lift that hand. Don't give up now. Do you want to be made whole? Ah, God, you see us. You see us. Touch. Oh, Jesus. Even me. Yes, God. Woo, God. Even me. God. Somebody's crying for you, Lord. Even me. Lord. Even me. Let some drops. Oh, Jesus. Ah, God. Fall on me. Woo! Yes, God. Somebody's getting this. Even me. Thank you, Jesus. Even me. Yes, God, I'm not worthy, but even me, Lord, even me, let some drops, yes, God, fall down on me. Hallelujah. I feel such a strong presence of God, such a strong healing presence. My God, my God. Get it, baby, get it. Get it. It's yours. Hallelujah. Somebody got tears running down their face. I see you. I see the tears running down your face. Yes, God. Yes, God. You're waving your hands. Bless you now. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Father, I praise you. I praise you for the healings. I praise you that when they go back to the doctors, that diabetes will be gone. Hallelujah, that cancer will be gone. Sarcoidosis will be gone. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, high blood pressures will be regulated. Hallelujah. That our bodies come into 100% order in the way you created it. In Jesus. Mighty name. In Jesus' name. We love you.
Yes, God.
We adore you.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even me.
Even
I got to upload that on. Even me. Hallelujah.
Even me, Lord.
Let
yes,
some drop
fall down and crush on me, Jesus.
Woo!
Even me, Lord.
Somebody, that pain is lifting off of your shoulders. Your bad condition. Hallelujah, yes, God. Even that herniated disc is being healed. Hallelujah.
We pull it down.
That herniated disc is being healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Stomach ulcer. Oh, my God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. It's killing you right this moment. Right this moment. Yes, God, we give you praise. We give you praise. Oh, God. Yes, Jesus.
Yes,
oh, God. Call our daughter Sharon's daughter out to you. God, I know what you can do. Do it. The name of Jesus.
Yes,
show yourself. Shock the doctor.
Mighty, oh God.
Oh, God, with new kidneys. If their hands didn't put in her body. Under the bullshit. We command them to grow. We command the increase. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because you're God by yourself. God by yourself. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. What an awesome God you are. Boy, this is so draining, but I love it. Hallelujah. Oh, it feels so good. Thank you, Father. Thank your people today. I'm talking every manner of disease. I ain't letting nobody go today. Every man. I come up against it all by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, Heavenly Father. Holy One of Israel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The word said they brought them all, and you healed
Hallelujah.
Them all. Hallelujah. As many as hear my voice, the sick, I command healing. I command healing. By the power that you spoke. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
To the centurion soldier concerning
Jesus.
His servant.
Yes.
You didn't go to the house.
Yes, God.
You spoke a word.
Yes.
Oh, I spoke today. Being made whole in the name of Jesus.
In your name.
Every one of you. In
Son.
Jesus. Hallelujah. I give you honor and glory. And I take, Father, no glory or make no reputation of myself. Glory to the Lamb of God. All glory is to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. To Jesus Christ. Ah, Jesus. And we say yes to your will and your way. Thank you. Thank you, Father.
Yes.
But you know what I see? I see horsemen with flags going into battle, one against another. But I see the banners of the Lord, and they are overcoming. I see the banners of the Lord. I see the army and the knights of God warring on our behalf. Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We're more. And through him that loved us and gave his life for us. Bless you,
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
You, Jesus. My goodness. I give you praise.
Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory.
I give you praise, God. What an awesome God we see. What an awesome God. Oh, somebody's inner healing is taking place here. Praise God. Let's go get into prophecy. Lamb of God, but that somebody's in your inner. Hallelujah. You tore up from the floor up on the inside. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The inside. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's healing you now. God's healing you right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Rejection and hurt caused that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That rejection.
Yes, God.
That he has not
rejected. Yes, God.
God said, I have not rejected you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
God.
Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. There it is.
Oh, yes, God. Make them whole again, God.
In their spirits.
Yes.
Hearts have been broken.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
mend the broken heart. You're able today. Hallelujah. Oh, God, heal that scar. Heal that scar. Oh, God, there's a spirit. Oh, God, you're able. God, today,
yes,
refreshing wind, refreshing fire. Blow on the children. Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Today, in Jesus' name. My God, my God.
Thank you, Lord.
My God, my God, my God.
Thank you, Lord.
And we love you. And we love you, Lord. And we love you, Lord. Oh, God, how much.
We give you the glory, Jesus. We give you the glory. We give you the glory.
God, I love you.
Yes, Lord.
God, I love you.
Hallelujah.
God, I love you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God, I love you.
Oh, bless your holy name, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Bless your holy name, Jesus.
Jesus.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Your praise.
Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus.
Oh, I can't wait to hear these testimonies. My God. My God, my God. I can't manufacture Holy Ghost line across the airways. Only God can do this. Only God can do this.
Oh, yes, he can.
Only God can do it. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
And somebody's receiving from God right this minute. Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Is receiving from God right this minute.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for doing it.
Thank you, Lord.
Honor, I give you praise.
Thank you, Lord.
I give you honor.
Thank you, Jesus.
You alone are God. You
thank
alone,
you.
I go. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for the supernatural release. It, oh God. Thank
you, Father. Oh,
thank
God.
You,
yes.
Thank
oh,
you,
my
God.
Praise the Lamb. All
oh,
right,
yes,
people.
God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
You, oh, Jesus.
Oh, yes,
we
Lord.
Are,
yes, Lord.
We here. Thank you,
yes,
God.
Lord.
Thank you, God. Yes,
your
God.
Will be done, Jesus.
All right, people.
Thank you.
We're at the 1 o'clock hour, and we thank and praise God for Bertha Pruitt here. Prophetess Bertha is here. Praise the Lamb of God, and our daughters are here. I don't know where my brother, Prophet Darrell, is today, but we pray that all is well with him. Praise the Lamb
thank
of God
you.
Wherever he is. Hallelujah. Those of you, oh, my goodness, who need a word from the Lord, you can start pushing one on your dial now. Praise the Lamb of God. If you're here and you need a word from God, please start pushing one on your dial now. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Yes,
thank
God.
You,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, praise the Lamb of God.
Oh, bless your
hallelujah.
Holy name, Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Push and run on your down now.
You.
Praise
thank
the Lamb.
You.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. And we will come to you. Hallelujah. If no one pushed, then we will do something else.
How are doing?
Yeah, I'm on the radio.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
I
and
love
then,
you.
So,
love
one on your praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The maintenance people are here. Praise the Lamb of God to look
thank
at some
Lord.
Things. Place. But we can continue on here. All right, Erico 202. Your mic is hot.
Amen. Good afternoon. Blessings to all.
All right, and who's calling today?
Amen. This is Sister Cheryl. I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
All right, Cheryl. Praise God. How did you find us, Cheryl?
Amen. I just was on Blog Talk. I came on to your line once before. It's been quite a while, but I was led to Blog Talk today and wanted to call in. The prayer was ministering to me. I could really feel the healing power of God and just the coolness. When you said something about a cool breeze flowing, a breeze of God was just sweeping over me. And just touching me inwardly, and I don't know, just felt a greater sense of peace. I was a little troubled within myself. I'm on a 21-day fast, and I'm halfway through and struggling a little bit, starting to feel like, you know, cravings or desires or temptings that make me want to consider, you know, breaking the fast. But I just thought I would just call in and ask for prayer. I feel like I'm walking in the book of the Song of Solomon, looking for my lover in a greater way, and I'm feeling very vulnerable and feeling very raw in my heart and very sensitive in my spirit because I'm in a place of shifting right now and transitioning with the Lord,
right,
and everything is becoming new for me. So I'm asking for greater grace right now. Just grace on grace to help me in this place and to sustain me in this time of fasting.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let Prophetess Bertha talk to you right quick. Praise the Lamb of God, and then I'm going to come back and talk to you. Bertha?
Cheryl, the Spirit of the Lord says to tell you that you're not just fasting. This is not a fast that you're going through. You're going through a purification. It might be a fast, but the Spirit says it's a purification. God is cleansing you from the inside out. He has to purify you for where he's taking you. God said, be encouraged, stand strong in your faith, pray more, and meditate more in the word as you go through this purification. That's how you're going to get your greater grace and your strength, is through prayer and through more meditation in the word. Seek him early in the morning because there's ministry in you, but God has got to purify you for the ministry anointing that he has in you in order for you to go to the next level that he's taking you to. Be encouraged. And as Prophet said, first, that scripture, be still and see the salvation of the Lord. Because when you come through this purification of fire, you're coming out as pure gold, says the Spirit of God.
Amen. Glory. Amen.
And let me say this to you, Cheryl. There is a pulling, a tugging of the Lord to you. This is not something that you're doing. This God's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Fast and all. This is the fast that the Lord has called for you.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. And as you're pressing into this fast, it's imperative. I heard Prophetess Bertha talking about the Word of God and the reading of the Word. You must feel your appetite with the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because that is the only thing that you're going to have to respond to the woes of the devil. As
Amen.
Satan tempts you and draws and trying to make you pay attention to your flesh. Your flesh is being mortified. Praise the Lamb
right.
of God. You flesh.
Yes.
When you're fasting, you're killing your flesh and its desires. God is going to cause you, praise the Lamb of God, to be catapulted into another dimension. This is
Amen.
Not a, praise the Lamb of God, just a diet. This is a fast, praise God, that ends with spiritual power, spiritual awakening. And
yes.
as you get into this word and not reading the word but actually studying
yes.
the word,
right.
you're
going
to mm-hmm. see your mind. Your spiritual
right.
mind is going to open, and so much
right.
revelation of the word is going to come forth until you're going to have to grab a pen. You're
Amen.
Not going to believe what you're going to be seeing in the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you're 21 days in. I'm going to tell you another thing you're going to have to do. You're going to have to shut your telephone off soon. You can't,
mm-hmm.
you can't see your interaction with the world is what causes you to be, for the lack of a better term, willy-nilly when it comes down to your fast and what have you. You have to shut the world out. When Jesus went on a fast, he went in the wilderness 40 days.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't be bothered with nobody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You see
yeah.
what I'm saying? You got to shut off the television and as much human contact as possible – limited.
Yeah.
If you want to go to church, go to the church and then come back home if you can. Praise God. If you got to work, go to work and be somewhat isolated and watch your conversations, because Satan will draw you into a place, praise the Lamb of God, to try to make you think you're fast broken because of broken communication or getting upset and this, that, and another. You are vulnerable. You are vulnerable. But the blood of Jesus covers you.
Yes,
Lord.
But I see God blessing you and using you in a way that you never dreamt he was going to use you. Praise the Lamb of God. Are you in ministry right now?
Actually, I am. I just returned back to church a few months ago. I've been out of the house of the Lord for a while, and I just returned back and been in a house. But everything you said, I agree. The Lord told me.
There's a call on your life, though, daughter.
I know, and that's why I just, you know how you, I've operated out of a place of not really fully coming in agreement with that, and I think it created some of the hardships and some delays in my life because it's not my life, it's not my own, and I have to come in agreement with what God wants to do in me and through me. And just the submission of that brought me to this fast. You're right, the Lord called me to this fast. He took me to the book of Isaiah 58, and it's not
fast.
Amen, he did. Everything you just said, even with the word, my shifting in this season is greater study of my word, daughter, because I'm a worshiper. And now he's saying, no, not just eat of it, you digest it. It becomes a steady diet for you. I'm going to feed you through my word. And it's because of sometimes the fogginess or the headache, sometimes I just don't have clarity, you know, and I just sometimes just, I'd rather listen to the word than sit there and open up my Bible again and start studying the word as I once did. And everything you just said, a young lady I've been ministering to, and I told her I can't, thank God she's getting major breakthrough, but I can't do this because I'm in a time of fasting. I'm not supposed to be on the phone. You know, I have to separate myself. And everything you said, I feel confirmation. I agree with it 100%, even as Prophetess Versa ministered the word of the Lord to me. I'm in full agreement. I just know I have to continue. I know I can't stop. I know there's destiny at the end of this, and I know if I prevail,
God has you on a fast track. God has you on a fast track right now because you're behind schedule in your calling.
Yes, sir.
And
I agree 100%.
He's going to reveal himself to you before all of this is over with. Praise the Lamb of God, and is going to be confirmed, praise the Lamb of God, the call that's upon your life and that you have to do. So stay before the Lord. Now listen to me good. Your blessings is connected. Your blessings is connected.
Yes, it is.
Because you're going to prosper even as your soul prospers.
Amen.
Your blessing is connected to this. And you're going to see God do supernatural things for you that is going to blow your mind.
Glory.
Blow your mind. I'm talking about physical things.
Glory.
Yes,
physical. Doors are going to open. Blessings
Glory.
Are going to come your way that you never
Glory.
Dreamt you could have.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
You just watch. You just watch God.
Amen.
But you got to stay in that. Praise the Lamb. God loves you. God loves you. So glad you called in today. You're right. God made you call in. Hallelujah. He was leading you to do this because it's imperative. There are souls connected to you that's going to go to hell if you don't get over this hump right here. You must come over. Hallelujah.
I'm learning greater obedience, and you're right. Sometimes I say I'm not called in, and I say, Cheryl, just do it, and just whatever it is, let it land where it lands. Just call in,
Hallelujah.
Expose your heart, and just be obedient to the Spirit of God. So, amen. I'm so grateful. Every time I do it, I end up being blessed beyond what I even thought. So thank you for receiving me today and speaking the word of the Lord into my life, into my heart, into my spirit. I'm encouraged because it's confirmation. I know I'm hearing from God. I know this is destined for me. and I'm just encouraged by the words of life. Thank you, and God bless you all, really, truly, sincerely, from the bottom
Cheryl,
of my heart.
The Lord says also to tell you to pray that your ears be covered so
Amen.
That you
Hallelujah.
Can only hear his voice. Cover your ears.
Amen.
That you can only hear God's voice because there's
yes.
too many voices in your head.
Amen.
Cover your ears.
Amen. Amen.
Bless you. The
Amen.
Lord don't speak to you, girl. Don't you worry. You just got to stay in that place.
Ah, I did.
It's coming to you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Praise Him. And I'm telling you, you're going to, you got one of the walking on water kinds of faith that's going to rise out of you. Praise the Lamb of God. Because God is going to show you and reveal some things to you. And you're one of the people, once you get it, you got it. And when
That's
you're going
right.
to get it, you're going to be gone.
Well,
you know,
hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Bless your holy name, God.
Praise the Lamb. God is moving. Hallelujah. I told you I had a high expectation of God today. Praise the Lamb of God. He ain't failed me yet. Praise the Lamb. It's awesome. I knew it was going to come off. Praise God. This powerful
Hallelujah.
Power that rests upon this show. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, thank God. If you want to speak to you, push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, we're moving right along. 973, your mic is hot.
Hello, prophetess. This is Elaine.
How are you doing, Elaine?
Hey,
how's things going with your daughter?
I'm looking for my help. I know it's in the house. The Lord said it's here. I'm just looking for it.
Is she looking for her help in the house?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Right.
I know
it's
that's coming, too.
It's in the house.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the house, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, my goodness. Glory to Jesus. Bertha, you have anything to say to Elaine today?
No, the Lord doesn't have a word for Elaine, but Elaine, I just want to tell you, you prophesied to yourself. You spoke the word over yourself.
Yes.
Because everything you need is in the house.
Yes.
All you got to do is keep walking in faith, walking in obedience to God, continue worshiping and praising Him, because everything you need, you're pulling it down, and it's coming to your house.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
The Lord said to tell you that His word has never failed you, and neither is it going to fail you now.
Yes.
Now, that's what the Lord told me to tell you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
God's calling, He called your name. He said, tell Elaine that my word has never failed her, and it
Jesus.
Shall not. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
So, promises of His word. Praise the Lamb of God.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
And you shall see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you're going to see the deliverance.
In the
Praise
house.
The Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
I receive it.
Hallelujah.
He's an 11-hour God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
My niece in Chicago, prophetess Goodwin, she used to say that all the time. I didn't know what she was talking about. I believe in an 11-hour God. I believe in an 11-hour God. What in the world is an 11-hour God?
I know what it is. I can tell you.
She said, when time just about to run out, He will show up and show out.
Yeah,
well, I've learned
in
the 11-hour God. Hallelujah. He will come just in time. He will come. Hallelujah. Just in time. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Trust
God.
In the Lord with all your heart. Hallelujah. And don't be moved by anything. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Y'all hold on. Lily, you still on here?
Yes, yes, Prophet, I'm still here.
So why are you putting on my spirit so today? Praise the Lamb of God. You just
yes,
pulling
heart
on.
Is,
I'm
heart
coming
is heavy.
On. Her heart is heavy. Something on her heart or something. She's pulling on me.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
talk
is
to her a minute. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Yes. I do have a heavy heart. I have a lot that I'm dealing with. I caught myself in a Sarah moment and had to, you know, the promise that God gave to Abraham about his descendants being many. Sarah feeling like I'm barren. How is this going to be? So she gives her handmaiden to Abraham to create the promise. I found myself in that with a relationship with a man that I knew I received the revelation about me being married, and what I was seeing in the natural, I just lost my faith. And so I tried to make that promise. I realize now I tried to make that promise come forward, and I ended up getting my heart broken. And then
oh
I'm dealing
God,
with my health issues. And I had to talk to my daughter about my health issues and just how she's handling it all. I just have a lot on my plate right now.
Yes, God.
You know, the bottom line is the restoration of your faith. We remove what our faith does not have several compartments. Faith is that upholds us under everything that is supernatural. Faith is up. And when you lose your faith, you sink.
Yes, right.
Lose your faith, you sink. And I believe this is why you've even seen the symptoms of what God had done return because you lost your but you can get restored, darling. God is a God of another chance. Hallelujah. Now that we know about God, if I don't know nothing about him, I know that. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And my God is a God and a third and a fourth chance and some more chances. The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But what you're going to have to is it's covenant with God. Hallelujah. See, really, this is what I've been trying to teach you all this stuff here on the show and as much as I can at the church, that we who belong to God, hallelujah, that is a holy jealousy over us. And when God sees us chasing something or somebody harder, then we are chasing him. He get jealous.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
I will have no other God before me. And we make people gods.
Yes, we do.
We make gods by giving them more
right.
attention than we God.
That's right.
And we get caught up many times more in the promise than we do the promiser.
Hallelujah.
You got to remember him that promise, not the promise.
Mm-hmm.
You got to remember him that promise because he who promised is the one that performs the promise.
That's right.
The promiser performs the promise, not the one he promised it to. So you
yes,
trying to play God.
That's right.
Mm. Yes.
So you
true.
Put a plan B on his A, and your plan B now is a burden.
Jesus.
So now we got to get you back, praise the Lamb of God, in the total will of God. And that's going to come through repentance, praise the Lamb of God.
Going,
the forgiveness and the turning back to God. And I don't know how you want to covet with him. I don't know what you want to say to him. But praise the Lamb of God. I would be saying, give me Jesus. And Lord, if you never give me a husband, so be it. But I don't want to lose you.
Hallelujah.
That's exactly
right.
What I say. That's exactly what I'm
the saying. The wife, keep the husband, keep the car and the house. But I don't want to lose you.
Don't want to lose you.
Hallelujah. David told him, whatever you do, don't take the Holy Spirit from me. Don't want to lose that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Pray with a Bertha. Pray with a leader in the repentance. And let's recovenant it right here. Somebody else want to join us, you can. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
But we got to do this right now. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to Jesus.
Glory.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Bertha.
Jesus.
Pray with the Bertha.
Yes.
Did you want me to pray, Prophet?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm over here, me and Jesus in our world. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
You minister now. You can't go out. You can't go out now. You stay here.
Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We bless you today.
Yes,
we
God.
Magnify you and we glorify you and we lift up your daughter Lily to you, Lord.
Look today.
I would ask you to give her the spirit of repentance, true repentance.
Oh, God, forgive
and forgive
today.
Her of the sin, oh, God.
Yes, God.
Of putting others before you.
Yes.
Father God, forgive her for the idle thoughts, Lord Jesus.
Yes, God.
God, forgive her for losing her faith, oh, God. God, restore back. Restore back the faith and the joy, Lord Jesus. That the enemy had stolen from her. God, she didn't know what she was doing. God, she heard the prophecy that you spoke in her life. And God, she took steps to make that word come to pass. But God, forgive her for not allowing you to do it. God, forgive her for taking matters into her own hands instead of waiting patiently on the manifestation of the problem. God, cover Lily's mind in your blood, Lord Jesus. Father,
in
God,
the name
we rebuke the enemy right now.
God.
We cast out every evil spirit of torment, oh God, that the enemy has sent to torment her mind because of her mistakes. Father, we cast out the spirit of confusion right now that the enemy has sent to torment her because of her mistakes. Cleanse her in the blood of your son, Christ Jesus. God, let transformation take place in her mind right now. Restore, renew, and revive her spirit, Lord. Father God, we thank you now because she came to you repenting, and we know you have forgiven her of her sins. So, God, we thank you now that the healing that you have promised Lily is taking place, and she will be made whole mentally, spiritually, physically, and emotion, because, God, you said in your word that you came to heal the wounded, oh, God, and to heal the brokenhearted. Lord, our heart is broken because of this man, but, God, there's a greater love, and let her experience that love, the love of Jesus. God, let her know that she's not alone, but even in this, you are already there. God, we bless you now, and we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for the restoration that you have sent in Lily in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. We give you the glory, God, and we bless your holy name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Now, Lily,
Jesus.
I want you to read that 51st Psalm for the next several days.
Yes, Lord.
Until the people become one in your spirit. And I want you to return to the Lord like a woman returning to her husband. And
yes,
I want you
Lord.
To give yourself to the King until you come back and tell us how it feels to be, spend the night with the King. One night
yes,
with the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Become God's
yes,
girlfriend once again. Return
yes,
ye come, says the Lord. Return ye come. Though your sins be as scarlet, though they be like crimson. Let's reason together and see what I make them white as snow, soft as lamb's wool. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, God, return.
Turn. Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We love you and we bless you.
Lily, the Lord, when you came on this line, when Prophet started ministering the word of healing, when I heard your voice, the Lord took me to Hebrews, the 13th chapter and the 8th verse. And God says to tell you that he is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forevermore. I didn't know what you were going through then, but I felt the heaviness. And I knew that there was a cleansing that needed to take place. And God is telling you, Lily, the same way he loved you yesterday, he loves you today.
He loves
you. He's married to the backslider. You have a ring on your finger from God.
Yes.
If you never get another ring, you have the most precious jewel you can ever have on your finger, the love of Jesus. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. This is a husband. You don't never have to worry about leaving you.
He's
going to carry you through whatever you have to go through. Just put your trust in Jesus and put not your confidence in man. Because God got you, Lily.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Lily, I love you.
We love you, Lily.
Love you, Lily.
It's going to be all right, girl.
Yes, it is.
You in the future, and you look better.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lily, I want you to get your white garments out. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to wear white before the Lord when you go before him.
Jesus.
That is, I've been buying nothing but white clothing lately.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
I want you to ask.
Nothing but white. Wanting to wear nothing but white lately.
Hallelujah, yeah. I see you in this white before the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I see
Thank
you in
you,
like
Jesus.
A, looks like linen. Praise the Lamb of God. It has a print, praise the Lamb of God, on the dress. And they're wearing that before the Lord in fine white linen. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's what the Lord promised. When he gets his bride ready, he's going to adorn her in fine white linen. And that's what I closed my eyes and you came before me in white. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want you to go before the Lord in white for a while. Glory to Jesus.
Yes,
and I want you to purify me. Hallelujah. What does CC?
Yes,
CC wine is purify me. Glory to God.
Yes,
Jesus. Hallelujah. And just sing it to him. Sing it to the Lord. And you watch what happens.
Purify
it's going to be all right. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, God. Thank
Hallelujah.
God.
All right, all right. We're moving right along. The Lamb of God. Eric, this is a good day. I like this show. Erica, 864.
Praise
864.
Lord.
You got to speak up, 864, Erica. 864 going once.
Hello.
Okay.
Okay. I had to get my children quiet. Praise God. This is Donna Griffin. I just was calling just to listen in, and I just thank God for the show. I thank God for everything, and I'm just listening in. And I just heard the young lady, and I just want to say, Prophet, today God put in my heart the Matthew about faith. And my God, see, we shouldn't waver in our faith. And it's hard sometimes when we just, when we're not in that word, when we're not praying like we are and steadfast as I think things happen around us. And, Prophet, I just want to sing this little song to this lady, and I just and I'll be done. But I just want to, this song is in my spirit for her, and I hope she's still listening. And I just want to do this song, just a little short part of it, if it's okay.
You're going to do what now?
Is it okay if I do a little short part? That in my spirit, when I heard her talking about her, you know, her faith, and because you know, I was like I told you, I went in Matthew today, and
right, I heard all of that.
But,
yeah, okay, well, do that right quick.
This short, because it's I just feel her pain,
okay.
And it's, and y'all know, great is your mercy towards me, your loving kindness. Your tender mercy, my feet, day after day. And that's it. And if she knows, if she's listening, just listen to that song and let it minister to you, because his mercy and grace is, it abides. It abides.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to have to start me one of them shows, one of them days of the birth that we're going to have. One of them talent search things on here. The gospel. The
karaoke.
Baby, that was a pretty song. You got a nice voice. Praise God. What's your name?
I'm Celia's sister-in-law.
You are Celia's sister-in-law.
That's
okay.
Evangelist.
Not your name, though.
Donna.
Okay, Donna. Pleased to meet you, dear.
Yes, I've been
bless
on the board. I'll try to listen
okay,
to
honey.
Encouraging.
Well, you stay with us, okay?
I sure will.
Thank you, love. Oh, my goodness. That was a wonderful call of encouragement. Bless her. Praise God. All right, let's get on down to California somewhere. Let me see who this is here. Erico 818.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, praise God. It's Tammy. How you doing? Praise God.
Praise Tammy, God. Y'all up today.
Hey,
Tammy.
Hey, how you doing?
How you
doing? Listening in. Huh?
You listening in?
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
So you listening in? What the Lord doing down there in California?
Yeah. Oh, no, stuck in traffic.
You stuck in traffic?
Yes, I'm just listening in. It's been really really good today. I really enjoy, you know, just listening to everyone call in. So it's like it's been very touching.
Are you trying to tell me right now, praise the Lamb of God, you stuck in traffic?
Yep, stuck in traffic.
How are you stuck in traffic down there? Ain't no traffic down there.
It's like the worst, man. It's like 10:30 and it's still traffic.
You must be up in L.A. somewhere. You ain't down in Southern California.
Yeah, I am. I'm not too far from L.A. I'm in San Fernando Valley, but it doesn't matter what time of day.
Well,
it's
yeah,
like,
you
it's
in the
traffic.
You in the valley.
Yeah.
Lord. you're in some traffic. Praise the Lord. And now you can have traffic at any time, day or night.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But, oh, my goodness, how's things going with the business and stuff?
Everything is going well. I was actually picked up, and like you said, and moving right along. And, you know, so God has really been touching me and speaking to me and really been showing me favor, and so I just have to keep moving, and I appreciate everything
right, well,
that
another door is about to open. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Another door is about to open. I'm talking about real fast.
Oh,
this door
Lord.
Is about to open. Praise the Lamb of God. This is going to take care of everything.
Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
This
is
going
to
take care of school and all of that for your daughters. It's going to take care of it all.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Hello, somebody. Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. But on the day, I tell you, I'm on y'all. Y'all can't do nothing with me. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
The Lord said by Friday, you'll see it. Praise the Lamb. I don't know that this Friday or next Friday. He said Friday.
Yes.
By Friday. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He said, you'll see it. He said, you'll see it by Friday. In Jesus' mighty name.
Yeah.
Whoa, God loves God. That spirit so strong today.
Yes.
Bless your God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. This is going to be a blessing for you, I tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. God is ready to take you up another level, girl. Praise the Lamb.
Oh, Lord. Thank you. It's been a tough, but I stayed fast, and I did what you said. Stayed in the Word and stayed faithful and just continue to speak out. And, you know, he's brought me too, so I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful. Because there's been times I just wanted to give up. Yeah, there's been times I've seen your email, and I just didn't know which way to go. And you just tell me to keep holding on that, you know, it's going to break through. And so I appreciate the encouragement. So thank you so much. I really do appreciate it.
It's not over. We got some more mountains to climb.
Yeah, I know.
Hallelujah. But we're going to make them over all of them in Jesus' name.
Yes, we are.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I love you today. Bertha, anything you want to say to her? I'm sorry, Bertha. I didn't mean no.
I just wanted to confirm what Prophet is saying to you. God says that the blessings of increase is upon your life.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, mine.
The blessings of increase. God says, fear not what man can do to you. They cannot touch you. Because the blessings that he has released has come from his throne room. And no one can curse what God has blessed.
Yeah. Thank you.
Nobody can curse. As long as you're walking with them, they can't curse what God has blessed. Just walk. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
I love your daughter.
Love you too. Love you all. Thank you.
Love you, Kelly.
Sister Bertha, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Be blessed. You're already blessed. Just walk in.
Look at God. All right, let's see who this. Erico 662.
Sheree.
Hey, everybody.
Who is this, Sheree?
Hey,
Sheree.
How y'all doing?
Went from California to Mississippi.
Yes, sir.
It's a big
giving
job.
We got all the glory on today. And I praise God for
we
got to
watch
well.
Now. She has shot everybody. Watch her now. Watch her.
Yes, to God be the glory. I thank God on today, Prophet, and to all of you. I told y'all about the Benjamin program that my pastor said God told him to give me. And I thank God for the program because God has been really using me, and I didn't know this program was set up for me. When he gave it to me, he told me to get three preachers that I was, comfortable with. And when I say God has been really working with me, I'm so grateful today. The first night, Shantina got sick, and, you know, they prayed over whatever, but I wound up taking her to the emergency room. They didn't keep her, but when we got there, she was okay, and I realized that my license was suspended. So God he started showing favor so quickly. My license had been suspended for a couple of months, but I didn't know it. I never used them. But when I pulled them out, you know, the guy told me. A lady used her credit card in the hospital to pay for my license that same night.
Get on out of here.
I'm still a nervous wreck, but I still thank God for what he's doing with me. So, after the preacher preached or whatever.
Wait a minute. Hit the brakes, girl.
Jesus.
Somebody in the hospital who you did not know took out their credit card. And paid for your life.
I knew it, but I didn't think the lady was going to pay for my license. When I said, I asked, Lord, have mercy, Jesus, my life. Before I could start wondering and asking God where the money was going to come from, she offered to pay for them, and she paid for them online. So I just thank God. And then on last night, when service was over with, this they had the baby, the girl brought her baby up and she needed prayer. So my pastor come down at the pulpit, you know, he oiled his hands and he started praying on his way down. And he began to say, I need our prayer warrior of the church to come pray for this baby. I'm sitting there looking stupid, prophet, because that's what it was. So he called me up front. He prayed over my hands, and I had to be the one to pray over that baby. I prayed last night, y'all, for the first time out loud in front of people.
Oh,
my God, do you hear me?
God.
I did
Hallelujah.
It. I thank God for the support that y'all give me because this because y'all pray so much with me. I'm so grateful today. Got up this morning. My son that has been really worming, I gave him to God. The boy called me and said, Mom, what? No, he said, Mom. He said, what are you doing? I said, nothing. I'm sitting at the table reading. And he said, I said, where you at? He said, Mom, I'm at work. I said, at work? Probably got a job. I make $9 an hour.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Today, oh, my God, I'm so grateful. I'm just honored. I just thank God for using me. And I'm just,
yeah.
Right now. I've been crying myself to sleep, praying. I've been reading Proverbs the whole chapter because this month I had 31 days. Every day I have a day to read. And some nights when I finish reading, I just cry myself to sleep. But I just thank God for just using little me because he could have chose anybody.
Jesus.
But he chose me.
But he chose
so
you.
Today.
Hallelujah.
I'm just thankful. Jesus.
But he chose you. Hallelujah.
And it ain't over.
Hallelujah.
It's to come. I remember when, boy, that must have been a year or so ago, you and I talked. And you couldn't pray. You said you couldn't pray. You couldn't open your mouth to pray.
Exactly.
And
oh
we
God.
Broke for you that day on the phone. I prayed with you. And I told you, you're going to be praying. In front of people, praise the Lamb of God, and for people. Hallelujah, because God has called you to this healing, restoration, anointing that's on your life. And I promise you, girl, let me tell you something. You're going to see sick people recover. You know, this is why you've been through so much with your daughter. We prayed today for her to get brand new kidneys, not from the doctor, from God.
But from
God,
I'm commanding them appear in her body.
Jesus. My pastor,
did God put them in there the first time?
Yes, he did.
All right, he can do it again.
Yes,
unless y'all
yes,
can't
God.
Believe God with me.
I believe.
God gave Adam some kidneys.
I believe it.
Jesus.
God gave Eve to some kidneys. Why can't he get his baby some new kidneys? The Lord said, because you ain't asking for
it. Yes, glory. Yes.
Hallelujah. God is a God of restoration. He restores.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Have mercy, God.
Hallelujah.
Have mercy.
And I'm believing God, right? For two brand new kidneys for that baby.
Yes.
That's going to spring forth
in
our body. I feel the warmth of God all over me right now.
In
Jesus' name. You told me to command the healing. I command restoration here.
In the name of
Jesus. Sharon's daughter, let the kidneys appear. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
By your power, your might, by your spirit, and all glory belongs to you.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
That's what my God did.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
I'm believing him right now. I'm believing him right now.
Thank you.
And you can't make me doubt.
Because
I know too much about it. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory. Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Well with you, daughter.
Jesus.
More blessings in your way. Favor is on you. Increase is on you.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
You believe God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because you believe God.
Thank you, Jesus.
That God's going to show you what believing in him is.
Yes.
Hallelujah. What it does.
Thank you.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes, Jesus. Yes,
Jesus.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Nothing can do. I know that nothing God can do. Why do we keep limiting him? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God gave it to Adam brand new. Eve brand new.
That's right.
He still know how to do. God still know how to do. She can make it happen.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. He'll make it happen in God.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Sharon, you're intercessor of intercessors. Praise the Lamb.
Yes, she is.
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. I see people bringing people to your house for you to lay hands on them. I see people coming to your house.
Jesus.
For you to anoint with oil and lay hands on people.
Jesus.
Thank God.
In your yard, falling to the ground. Praise the Lamb of God. Outside in the yard.
Jesus.
Praise the Lamb of God. Glory God. Hallelujah. Slain in the spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Have your way, God. Have your way, God.
Jesus Christ that's on your life.
Let it
the
be
glory
so,
that's on your
Jesus.
Life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Many as believe, these signs shall follow them.
Yes. Hallelujah.
They shall lay hands on the sick. They shall recover. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall be demons. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Got one more caller. Praise the Lord. We got to get to this last call. Erica 407. I'm coming to you now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. This is Sister Miller calling today.
Who is this now? Who is this?
Praise the Lord, Apostle. Hello.
Praise the Lord. Who's calling?
Sister Miller.
How you doing, Sister Miller? Where you calling from?
I'm in Georgia today.
You in Georgia today?
Yes.
I like that. Ain't no telling where you'll be tomorrow. You in Georgia
Amen.
Today.
Amen. So true. Yes.
Praise
so true.
God.
That's how my life been here lately.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Hallelujah. But where you from? You from Maryland, somewhere like that?
New Jersey.
Or Carolinas?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. You're from Jersey over there.
North,
okay.
New Jersey.
North New Jersey. Jersey. What's going on with you?
Transition,
praise. Well, welcome to the Transitioning Club.
Yes.
You are not alone. I want you to know that. There's a lot of us rocking in your boat. We are all in that boat right now, and the Lord is doing so many shifts and changes. Praise the Lamb of God. It's awesome, though, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Well, now what you been doing in ministry? That's what I want to know.
Haven't been doing nothing lately.
Lately you haven't, but you're supposed to. What do you use? What is your normal function in ministry?
Women ministry.
Women ministry, praise the Lamb of God.
Women ministry, those that single parent, those that's been on drugs.
Yeah, abuse women and stuff like that.
Yes.
Yeah. You've been
and an encourager in the midst of, if I don't want to be bothered, still encourage, you know, still want to see somebody else smile and come through.
Right.
As I see kind of rough during this time.
Mm-hmm. Now, praise the Lamb of God, you got to get settled.
Amen, amen. I'm waiting on the Lord. I don't know which way to go, what to do. I mean, I'm just like that. I'm just like foxes have holes and the birds of air have nests, but Angelia don't have nowhere to lay her head at that she could get to.
Don't have nowhere to lay her head.
Situated.
Did you sleep in a bed last night?
I slept on a mattress.
You slept on a mattress. All right. Praise the Lamb of God. You wasn't outside, were you?
No, sir.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. God's still keeping the roof over your head. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, let's see what the Lord say. Bertha, you hear anything?
Sister Miller, prophet almost took the word out of my mouth that the Lord had given. It's time for you to be still. That's the Spirit of God. You're moving too much and you're moving too fast. God says you can't hear me clearly because you can't keep still. Your constant moving is confusing you, and some things that God wants to tell you and that God has planned for you. And you can't hear God clearly because there's no stability. And when there's no stability, there's no foundation. You got to be still and let the Lord fight your battles because you can't do it. You don't have the strength right now. Your faith needs to be increased, says the Spirit of God. Your ears need to be opened. Your discernment needs to be stepped up, says the Lord. You're around too many spirits. And some of those spirits are trying to latch on to you. God says it's time to shift yourself in and to seek him more in prayer and to meditate in the word. Your strength is going to come through your prayer and the word. God says it's time. It is time to settle yourself, says the Spirit of God.
My goodness.
Amen. Amen. I don't have a problem with that. I just need a place of my own so I can settle, so I can lay prostrate before him, so I can hear, you know. That's
what I'm
at. I don't have a problem with that.
Hallelujah. Yeah, you're going to have to stand still so you can see the salvation of the Lord. I started the show talking about that. Praise the Lamb. That was my meditation this morning. And in that is deliverance and all that we need. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. But you got to find a still, quiet place so that you can hear from God. You're moving too much. Hallelujah. And there's too much, you know, interacting and too much noise. Praise the Lamb of God. But God is going to, he's going to bring you out of this. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't you worry. You're going to come out of this and you're going to come out on top. Hallelujah. That's some unplugging you did. Praise the Lamb of God. Now I'm going to ask you to be truthful with me. The ministry you left, how did you leave there?
The ministry that I left was in the uproar.
And you just took off?
Basically where I was living, the ministry that I was going to be honest, the ministry that I was going to, I loved to go to it, but then so much stuff was happening, and then me not having no transportation and stuff like that, I couldn't get there as often as I liked. So then I was going to other places, and then where I was staying, they moved out of the state. So then it just went from one thing to another. I think trying to help some other people, you know what I'm saying, threw my life off.
Yeah. It's some stuff that went on there that was witchcraft, praise the Lamb of God. That
amen, and the Lord began to reveal. You absolutely correct. Then the Lord began to reveal some stuff that was going on, and I was like, I can't be
honest. Yeah, it was witchcraft in there, and it sent out a spirit of confusion, and everybody got confused.
Mm-hmm.
Leadership on.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, light bulbs.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lamb of God. You call in tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
We're out of time. Can you call in tomorrow?
I try my best, yes, sir.
Try your best to call in tomorrow. I'm
yes,
not
sir.
Through with you.
Thank you.
We got to do more. Okay?
All
praise
right,
the Lamb of God. Yeah, I got to talk to you some more. Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm going to have some time to pray over this, too, because witchcraft
mm-hmm.
is deep. Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
A lot of people, we take it too lightly. Ah, yeah. Praise God. My God. I got to see out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bless him. Hallelujah. But God is able to make sure
yes,
all of
is.
These. Right. Bertha, thank you for being with me today. Praise the Lamb of God here to assist in this ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. We bless God
yes,
for you and my granddaughter and Sylvia.
Mm-hmm.
We got Lily with us all mm-hmm. day today. Thank you, Lily.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
With us too. Praise God. And to all of you, praise God. We had a large number of calls today, and I thank and praise God for each and every one of you. It's such a blessing to have those of you, praise the Lamb of God, who trust our anointing that's on our life, praise the Lamb, and the word that comes out of our mouth. Many of you have experienced the fulfillment of the prophetic word that has been spoken. Praise God. Go to our website at psmintl.org, Prophet Shakespeare Ministries International.org, Prophet Shakespeare Ministries International.org, or psmintl.org. Then it'll take you to the same place, and there you'll see our books, Fall on Your Knees, The Call and Burden, and Intercessory Prayer, the prophetic manual, the oil, the water, everything is there for you that you can donate, praise the Lamb of God, and receive to have in your library and as a resource unto you. Hallelujah. Also, if the Lord has laid on your heart to sow a seed, praise the Lamb of God, there's a donate button there, a seed sow button there that you can, praise the Lamb of God, sow a seed today into this field. Fertile field, praise the Lamb of God. A good ground, praise God. Hallelujah, that's reaping the harvest. We bless you today. I thank God for each of you. We will be back with you tomorrow, praise God. Hallelujah, we're going to be back right here tomorrow, lifting up the name of Jesus as we always do, giving God the credit for all that he does. Praise the Lamb of God. Until then, won't you arise?
Come on and praise the Lord, everybody.